he's going to win for whatever reason, or he'll just run away, whatever it is, he's going to win, then in effect, according to David anyway, it's the same as the Gemara's case of Nachri Alam. So if I'm bottom line, I'm responsible for it. If it burns down, it's my loss. If it's my loss, then it's by all by your mother. If David's the only way out, well, the brilliant way out, mind you, brilliant, then it's Kibel Ola Bachrayas Al Chetla Shal Nachri Rebeis HaNachri. Here's where the Makor Chayim says, yes, it's true, but only if you sell the house. He's going to win for whatever reason, or he'll just run away, whatever it is, he's going to win. Then in effect, according to David anyway, it's the same as the Gemara's case of Nachri Alam. So if I'm bottom line, I'm responsible for it. If it burns down, it's my loss. If it's my loss, then it's by all by your mother. If David's the only way out, well, the brilliant way out, mind you, brilliant, that it's Kibel Ola Bachrayas Al Chetla Shal Nachri Rebeis HaNachri. Here's where the Makor Chayim says, yes, it's true, but only if you sell the house to the Goy. Whoa. Not enough to rent the house to the Goy. If you rent the house to the Goy, it's still basically a Beis Yisrael. And therefore, yes, if you have to sell the part of the chomet of the house which contain chomets, to sell it to the guy. Sell it to the guy, then all right, you're right there. But if you rent it to the guy, nothing doing. Now, even if our renting is stronger, the renting that we do to the guy in our pace is not so strong. Think about that. Ooh, what's good? What's the Makar of the Makar Chaim? Well, look it up in Simon Tuf Mem, Siv Katan Gibel. What is the Makar of the Makar Chaim? One second, it's okay. He says as follows. One second. He says, although Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis Avava David saw, and brought to our attention, seems to indicate that even a rental would suffice, says the Makor Chaim, and he makes a statement straight out, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We demand that it be completely sold to a goy. And there are other poskim who follow the Makor Chaim and say you must sell the house to the goy. As a matter of fact, even the traditional Mechiras Chometz contracts that were prevalent at the turn of the century and even more recently say so. That if I own property, it's sold to the guy. If I rent it, then it's, I can't sell that which I don't own. So if I rent it, so then I sublet it, so then I'm out of the picture completely. That's what the Makor Chaim suggests. Yes,
though. You can't sell the whole house, you can sell that.
The parts where the Chometz is found. However, many poskim feel that this is a what we call a ha'aroma, which means it's a bluff, it's a fake. Even the Mechiras Chometz itself, there are those who were critical of what kind of business you're selling, you're going to buy it back. But that, we already have basis. But to sell your, just imagine, you're going, you're a rich Jew, taking your whole family to Israel, and you're spending in a hotel, we discussed before, so you're going to sell the house to the guy, the whole house, to avoid B'dikas Chometz. You're going to sell your million-dollar house somewhere in what do you call it again? Well, Lawrence, back Lawrence, okay, let's call it back Lawrence, million-dollar house, or maybe in Englewood, or maybe in where else have these fancy houses? Flatbush, they have these million-dollar house. And you sell it to the guy. What kind of business is this? Saragossa, I have a safer, which is called Mechiras Chometz Kil Chosov. Anybody have it? Everybody ever see it? You see it? Yeah, you own it? Where'd you see it? It's from store. I have it. It's a very good safe. I'll bring it in. In that safe, Perek Zayin Siv Katan Tes, he says that most poskim argue with the Makor Chaim. He quotes about five or six. I don't have any of them in my house. I'm embarrassed to say. All the Tzvamiku I don't even own. So I'll bring it in and you can look it up. Or even you give me a call, I'll tell you, I'll read it up to you, look it up. I don't have it. I'd like to see it for tomorrow. Let me give you my theory why one could dispute the Mekor Chaim's basic point. Then we'll have to stop at Amar Mincha after this. Goes back to the question I asked you half an hour ago, and David jumped right away and gave his opinion. And with all due respect, one could suggest a different opinion. I asked you before, the case in which a person is not, does not have to pay money if the chametz is somehow stolen or lost from his house. No. Just that the guy owes you money and he won't pay you the money which he owes you if the chametz is stolen. De facto. He won't pay it to you. He owes you, he won't pay it. So I thought as follows. If I have to pay because of the chametz which is in my house, the case of the Gemara, I'm the cook and the baker for the for this flour which the guy gave me, and I have to pay if it gets lost. In fact, even though according to the law I don't have to, since my payment in fact emerges from the loss of the bread, so the bread is lost, what am I paying for? I'm paying for the lost bread. Right? That's the case. I'm paying for the lost bread. Huh? So the Rambam said, I'm considered Chayav Achrayus. Over here, if the chametz gets lost, I don't have to pay anything. That's the deal, I don't have to pay it. That's what it says in the contract. That the Jew is not responsible. Don't have to pay. LMI, but what? This particular guy has 1 foot up on me. What is that? He happens to owe me $1,000. And he can decide unilaterally, illegally, of course it's by Torah law illegally, he just won't pay. He just won't pay me up. Why? Because you can say, I don't have the money today, but you know, to not pay is a debt, unfortunately, is all too easy. Come back tomorrow, come back the next day, come back the next day. Elamai. So what does the Mekor Chaim mean? No. Since when push comes to shove, how will the goy get out of his debt? The goy owes the money. So all the goys say, hey, Mr. Cohen, true, I owe you the money, but you had my chametz in your house and it got lost. So the Jew will say, yeah, true, but I have no responsibility. So the guy will say, I'm not paying you anyway. So the Mekor Chaim learns, since his, let's see what we use today, linkage. Does the guy establish a linkage between these two things? You cause my chametz to be lost. I will cause your $1,000 debt to be unpaid. But that linkage has never been established by law. No. The guy, in effect, is a gavra nachri alam. He makes his own linkage. So since he makes his own linkage, it's in effect, that's what David said. It's the same thing as if the guy says, okay, you lost my chametz, I'm taking a $1,000 cow. It's the difference. The guy made it up as also his own linkage. I know how. That's David and the Mekor Chaim say. So in my opinion, it's not exactly the same. Let me try to give you somewhat of an illustration. A little bit of an illustration. Let's say the following case. I'm going to give this illustration. Let's say the price of this chametz. Usually over a week's period of time, prices are fairly stable. But let's say the price went down significantly. So what happened? The guy, in effect, gave me $1,000 for the chametz. Right? He didn't pay it all cash, but he gave me a penny and the rest of the outstanding loan of $1,000. $99 change. Now these are some blood in the market, the price plummeted, now it's only worth $800. The guy is not interested in owning all this chametz. He just wants to take his money and go back home. He says, all right, Mr. Cohen, would you like to buy it back? Sure, I'll be happy to buy it back. So there's only one problem with Mr. Brown. What's that? I'm going to buy it back for today's market value, and I read the newspapers. It's only worth now $800. Therefore, you lose $200, Mr. Brown. Now, Mr. Brown would be honest. He'd say, you're right. That was the deal. I lost $200 because the price went down. It was my chametz and the price went down. Sure. Now, my Mr. Brown might do it because we have an ongoing relationship. You might say, yeah, I'll take a $200 loss. He's made a lot of money off our community, believe me. So he can take a $200 loss. Fine. But in Europe, the kind of guy that the Korchai was talking about, I don't think they would take that $200 loss.
Another guy besides
John Brown. Whoa, hold on a second. So what is it? What? Mele, if the chametz got lost or stolen, so the guy can tell you, no, it's true, you didn't accept responsibility, but I'm holding you responsible anyway. Right? That's what it means, the fact of uprise. I'm holding you responsible. You hold you responsible because the price of wheat went down. The answer is, what you're really saying is, what the guy's really saying after it's all over, after Pesach, is what? No. He's saying this whole thing is a bluff. The sale is no sale. Nidron alo nidre. Vesaron alo asore. Veshua san alo shavua. There's nothing. And therefore, I'm not going to lose the $200. Oh, but not the guy's rule. That's not a price. Follow me here. I use that as an illustration. If the guy holds me responsible, even though I'm not really responsible, he holds me responsible. That's what we call a chayav de facto. The Rambam is not real. The price went down, he can't hold me responsible. The price went down, it's all like this, with the Jews cornered the market, that kind of stuff. That kind of, the old style anti-Semitism. No, but leave that out. It's something which can't make that claim for whatever reason. The answer is, I'm canceling the deal. That I don't want to lose. That's not called responsibility. You're not holding me responsible. You say, well, even though it's a deal, and according to all measures of the deal, and I can't explain to you that the price went down, I'm just not going to give you any money. Stop. Stop a crook. He's holding me responsible. But my illustration, I think it's very important because it points out the fact that not holding me responsible that it got lost. But then if the price would go down, he'd have to lose the differential. Then he would probably, most guys wouldn't want to lose that differential either. So stop. Stop. I'm going to make sure I don't lose. Why? I'm not going to hold you responsible. I'll just take the law into my own hand, say the whole thing is I just did it for ceremonial purposes. And even though you wrote differently, but that's what I'm thinking now. I changed my mind. I didn't mean it. But do me something. That's not called achrayus. I'm going to hold you responsible. That's what occurred to me to say against what David said. Yes?
Then, if you're going, the first year that works fine, but if you're going with this consistently, the guy does not have to ask to buy it.
That's another problem.
You have a sale unilaterally.
Okay.
What?
No! I assume the guy only says that now. B'shas Maisa, when he sold it to me, he sold it to me. And he knew all the consequences and he took it on himself. Now that it comes time to pay, and the way to get out of it is the amendments. I said it in terrorist times, where the deal is done. Between Jews now. A deal is done, and there's certain consequences. And when it comes time to pay, then why have amendments? You lose it in turn. Because we assume you did mean it. It's not due to responsibility. You're right. I wouldn't sell it to the Congress to that same guy the next year, because he's sound. But he'd lose. He'd lose that in turn. He'd lose it in turn. And even though he may be able to emerge victorious in a court or something of this nature, but that's not due to responsibility.
Every time you knock the mefer down, if you say it's a strong mefer,
but I'm asking you, but you're not listening to me. So forget the Rambam. Forget the Makor. Stop! Let the price goes down. Forget everything we discussed until now. What happens?
If it's not true that the guy would accept the loss, then the respondents are just falling apart. You know that walking into the sale, that if that happens, if you know walking into the sale, that if that happens, he's going to say that the whole sale is batel. Then Lamaisa, right now, he's not accepting the sale. He's believing it's a legal conviction.
That's exactly the point.
I can claim that's a real sale. You know walking in that you would back out of the sale if anything goes wrong.
No, I say that he cannot back out. He will try everything in his power afterwards to avoid having to have any financial loss. So that indicates that he may want to pull such a shtick, but doesn't establish it. We have to assume that right now it's... Yes.
They'll say no. They'll say, I'm only buying it if there's a loss incurred.
No, you'll ask them an Arab Pesach, they'll say yes.
They'll say, even if there's a loss incurred...
That's right. Sure. That's what it says. It's written in the contract.
I'm not talking about it in the contract. I'm talking reality. Will he say that?
Of course he'll say it. He signed his name to it. He didn't want to sell it. He signed to it.
Not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
So that's where we assume that you sign it, you accept the terms of the shtar. But if you
do...
With all the
stick left going on in the case, he signed it, he accepted. Later on, he may want to get it to wiggle out of it. That's been found to be done even by individuals of a different religion. We'll have to stop here. He doesn't know. There is a difference. Speak to Dr. Richard Steiner from the Brunner Reynolds Graduate School. He'll say the difference. He knows the difference. He used to be my advisor, and he's still my advisor in all these kinds of matters. He knows all these things. Anyway, Rav Elsa, here we have a big problem in the Tosfos. Yichid lo bayis. Yesterday we just spent time on the Gemara Rashi. Now we start Tosfos. Yichid lo bayis, Kirish HaKuntris. The low kibbutz lo bakrais. Elo omale arei bayis lefonecha. Alright? Yichid lo bayis, ein zogel levar. What do you mean, yichel lo bayis? If you're not makabel achrayis, even if it's not yichel lo bayis, you tell the guy, hey, this portion of my house is dedicated to for the placing of this chametz. No, we said before, a guy comes in, seiko biyado, ein zokel levar. What do you mean, yichel lo bayis? Lo kibbutz lo achrayis, not a problem. That's question number one. Question number two. I think it should be Vehechi. Instead of Vehechi, I'm not sure. Vehechi Nami. How to, or so to, is a question. The same intent. Masik Vesamach, the Gemara concludes at the end. Lemeima the Schiris Kanya. We saw the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara proves that Schiris Kanya. What kind of Schiris man the Chashme? Called the Rashi, what's Schiris? There's no Schiris. Where's Schiris? You see Schiris called the Rashi anywhere. Well, Pirshim in the time. The Afila Bachrayas night. Oh, a whole new story. That the Goy gave the Chametz to the Jew, accepted upon Achrayas on him. Umeshemhachi Mapik Milo Yimotzei. The Machlokas Amaroyim. This is close to the end. Machlokas Amaroyim. Between who and who? No. Who the Moris Toyas? The two Amaroyim. Rav Ashi and Rav Papa. Whether you need a Pasuk or not. Okay? But according to Rav Ashi, the Rav Apostle, Yimatzel, the Lo Choshiv Matzui, why? Kevan, Sheyich, and Lo Bayis. That even though there was Kabbalah Sakrayas, nevertheless it's not called Matzui Biyotcha. Why? Because Yich, and Lo Bayis. Rav Pop, it's Lemi Svara. You don't need a Pasuk for that. Kevan, Sheyich, and Lo Bayis, Habikilu, Kibbalah, Lo Bakrayas, Shal Chemtzah, Shal Nochri, Vemesah, Shal Nochri, which is assumed to be permissible. That's what Tosfos says. Let's repeat. Fundamental dispute, chat in the Gemara over here. It says, Yichel lo bayis mutter, does it mean without achrayas, which is Rashi Shita? Or does it mean with achrayas, which is Tosfos Shita? Right? By Poshet. But this is the same what the words mean. I hope you understood this, but on your own, right? Poshet Shah.
Greek, right? No, he
argues the Rashi. No. Rashi is wrong. No.
If
you listen to me. Yeah. Oh. Now what does it say? that if it's Noach Rias, you don't need Yichel Obayis. Of course it's true Yichel Obayis in Muslims, but without Yichel Obayis, obviously Yichel Obayis referring to a case where there is Ach Rias, exclusively. This is how Rabbi the Tam learns. So won't Rashi do all these kashas? Gevaldige kashas, which Tosis asks against Rashi. No, and I have any suggestions? What will Rashi do with these kashas? Good kashas. Solid, solid kashas.
Terrence?
No, no, so you can sort Terrence there?
No, I'm asking you, they have some called Yudhya and Kashas. Is there a difference in that?
No.
That doesn't make a difference?
No. Same thing.
See, when you're in Guinea, it's a mythical, it's mythical, so you're trying and things like that. So, I don't know.
Same thing. That's the Shiloh. Let me hear.
When you're yapping the bias,
it says
if you're not accepting
that. Oh, that's right. Oh, now you're talking. Okay. Let's take a look first at the thing that everybody has, which is the Ram. Everybody has a Ram. Alright? Days of the days. Everybody has a Ram. Garcina Megamara, Tana Rabbonon. Everyone see Beis and Beis? Tana Rabbonon. Nochi Anichas, well, Nochi Anichas, the Chatzera Shri Yisrael, the Pateka Biyodah, I Dog Levara, if Kido Etzel Dog Levara, Yichel Abayis Dog Levara, Shnei Lo Yimas, Pirish Rashi Zah. Nochi Shanichas, the Chatzera Shri Yisrael, the Pateka Biyodah, I Dog Levara, Shlo Yitzkiku, Lo Yitzkiku, Lo Yitzkiku, Lo Yitzkiku, Lo Yitzkiku, Lo Yitzkiku, if Kido Etzel Dog Levara, Kev, the Kivlo Yitzkiku, Kivlo Yitzkiku, Lo Yitzkiku, here's the words. Came and the kib shekibla berushusa. Yes? Came and shekibla berushusa. Kiman the kabul alei achrayas dami. Since you told him to come in, it's as if you accept the responsibility. Shh. Kavir babakama. Memchesim and begs. Knows shorcha berushusi. Chayim. If I say, please bring your ox into my yard, I'm chayim. Because I'm chayim for any damage which the ox will do. I'm chayav v'achrayis. I'm chayav the ox gets lost. Avol yichel lo bayis. Harele kemand oma knoz shorcho birshuscho. Darinan hasa de potur. Zehu derech pirish Rashi zal. So the Ran explains to us what Rashi is saying. What do you mean yichel lo bayis? Yichel lo bayis doesn't mean I'm mekabel achrayis. No. Yichel lo bayis doesn't mean if I, even though I'm mekabel achrayis, nevertheless yichel lo bayis is considered beisel shel akum. That's how Tosfos learns. No, it's not pshat. Yichel lo bayis means that my rather vague statement is interpreted to mean knos shachar brishus chok. That put your ox in your area. Your area happens to be in my field, but it's considered your area, and therefore I don't have any responsibility. It's not considered kibbutz achrayis. But if it was no yichel lo bayis, then I just say plain, put it down. Then we say that that's the equivalent of kabbalas achrayis, as he quotes in Baba Kama. So what happened over here? So in other words, he never said beferish, I'm a hero, I accept the responsibility. He said, put your shorah, put your chametz down in my rishus. That itself is tantamount to kabbalas achrayis, unless what? Yichel lo bayis. Yichel lo bayis. Then when I say knos shorah b'rishusi ani miyachad l'chom bayis, it's as if he's saying what? Knos shorcha b'rishus cho, which does not create a kabbalah sachrayis. Yes, ma'am.
Two things. What is going to see is knos shorcha b'rishus
doesn't exist. I also looked for a confront. It's by implication. Only knos shorcha b'rishus si is chayav. Knos shorcha b'rishus cho means, listen, you want to bring it in here, it's okay, but I'm still viewing it as being in your rishus. So yichel lo bayis accomplishes that. Very good, Gavaldik, the same, what was Tosfos' first kasha? What was the first kasha in Tosfos? No, what? Let's look inside. don't you just go play with all my heart. What did it say?
What did you need for the case of Yichud?
First kasha was kasha l'ri amayir yichud afilo yichud nami. No, that's no kasha. Why? Because he says kenos shocha. He says put your chametz out of my house. Then if he did not say yichud lo bayis, then it is achrayis. Adrabba, that's clear. But may I ask about the second kasha? What's the second kasha? Okay. What's the second kasha? Second kasha. Behechia v'ochi. Nami masik v'samach l'memem the schiris kanya. Gval. Schiris kanya. What is it with schiris kanya? Do it schiris kanya. That's a gewaldige kasha. That's a tremendous kasha. Very simple. I'll tell you, put the chametz down in my yard. And I'll be miyachad your place. Not the Torah Schirit for Pashtus. I mean miyachad the place. So by miyachad the place, it's now viewed as being Knoz Shorcha Breshuscha, end quote. Right? It's in your place, not in my place. So if it's in your place, not in my place, so I wasn't Mekabal Achrayis. Fine. But now Mekabal Achrayis, no did for a special matir. According to Ramein and Tam, is he from matir? You're Mekabal Achrayis. What's the matir? Chetzo shel goyim shekibel of Yisrael achrayis beisah shel nochri zmuta. That's beisah nochri is a matir. That's what we call Sirus Kanya. But if you hold like Rashi, that all this does is it just teaches us what's the nature of the relationship. Is it brishusi or brishuscha? What in the world is Sirus Kanya? It's a meiridika kasha against Rashi. Tosis kasha. Tosis the second kasha. And the Ran but Pashtas never answered it. Never answered it, right? Never answered it. Big problem. Big problem. The problem is that the Ramban thinks it's such a big problem, they reject Rashi based on this. The Ramban answered the first kasha. This Ran is quoting from the Ramban, basically. I put the Ramban in the Marma Kofas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
See, so and so. So the Ramban asks this kasha. He first gets the first kasha, he gives his teretz, but he says, at the end he gives up. Because of your kasha, man. The Ramban gives up because of your kasha. What do you do with the Sechiris Kanya story? What do you do? Stuck. No teretz. The Ran says nothing about it. The Ran seems to be oblivious to this question. But didn't the Ran realize? The Ran obviously saw the Ramban. He in effect quotes it. Didn't he know that kasha? The answer is yes. You do the kasha. You have to look at the chidushi aran. Is that also Mama Thomas? Uh-huh. That's right. Here it is. The chidushi aran.
Is that a newspaper?
Which newspaper?
Chidushi aran.
I
looked
at
it.
They had like 8,000
chidushi aran.
I didn't see
something wrong
with it. Oh, no?
It's not an original one.
Oh, well, certainly it's a new one. That's for sure. But it's even in the old one, I think. I'm not
mistaken.
No.
Well,
maybe it's a different volume. Could be. Anyway, but it doesn't matter. We have the Ran, Baruch Hashem, in a few different sources. The Ran asks this kasha. In effect, he talks about the kasha. The Ran discusses it. Right? So you know, it sounds like this. Let me see the new one. Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to read from the latest edition. Okay? The Chiddush Ran says as follows.
Why would it be in the
Chiddush Aran? Huh? The Rabbeinu Nissim is his parish on the Rif. It's called the Ran and the Halachas of the Rif. Aside from that, you want Chiddush Aran, like everyone else wrote Chiddush Aran. Even on the Sefer where there is no Rif, on the Sefer where there is no Rif, you got two different books of the same Sefer. So here it is. It's as follows. What's going on? If he's Mekabel Achrayis, says the Ran, my Abbe, so what? Should be Aser anyway. If he wasn't Mekabel Achrayis, so should be Mutter Stam. What's the Sechiris Kanya story? Hochem Asin Mestam. Stam. Didn't say one or the other. Shemach Yevkidu, Eslo Zokal Levar, the Kevin Shekib, the Bershus, the Commander, the Kibbul, the Achrayis, Dami. Kid Amin, the Baba Kama, Knos, Shorchel, Bershus, Yichayim. That's the same as the Ran over here. Aber ich lo bei es habe der command aber kurz schon aber schon schon da mir ein Haus auf der Potter. Okay? No, that's not the fairest in the Gemara, but it's implicit in the Gemara. Now he tackles Nehem's question. The next sentence. Look. Well, listen, if you don't have it in front of you. Listen. Mishum hachi makshinan lameimah desirus kanya. Listen to this word over here. The bishlama ikanya havalei kemandi amaknos shorchal ushuslo. Avali lo kanya kiknos shorchal ushusi hu. Wow, that's a chiddush gadol. That whether the halachically schiris is kanya or not kanya will determine whether this statement, put it down, is at the equivalent of knol sharchol irshusi or knol sharchol irshuscha. That's a big chiddush. The man here on the footnote, he says, wow, that's a big chiddush. Why should that be? Doesn't quite understand why it should be so. If schiris is kanya, so when I tell you, put it down, yichel lo bayis, that's the equivalent of knos sharcha lishuscha, and therefore I have no achrayas, and therefore I'm potter. If schiris is lo kanya, it's the equivalent of knos sharcha lishu si, and therefore I am chayav. So the footnote 242, he asks, what? Even if schiris is lo kanya, that's my kinyonim, but nevertheless, if I say knos sharcha lishuscha, mistabed lo kibel lo achrayas, I guess he says no. If you're a mask of the Makal Chol Tashmishov, then it's one thing. Okay, then it's all right. But if Yichel lo bayis rak l'tzorach shmiras hachometz, azay kabolas achrayas tluya, v'yim shmiras kanya lo, yim lo kanya avikomas knos l'shusi, avil kanya knos l'shuscha. He sort of repeats the question and gives it a quote and answer this time. He said that it should depend. The critical question is if shmiras kanya or not. If shmiras is kanya, that if I rent something to you, it's considered if it's yours. If I say, put it down there, so it's considered like the knos shorcha b'rishuscha. If you hold schiris is lo kanya, then it's deemed to be knos shorcha l'rishusti. It makes sense? I'm not questioning the logic if either side of the argument. What I'm questioning is the dependence upon the machloikas and shas and the vodazara and here and elsewhere, whether schiris kanya or schiris lo kanya. That's what bothers me. That dependence. That's the problem. That's a serious problem. So I thought maybe, I looked up the Gemara there in Bava Metzia, which the Ramban quotes. Well, no, he quotes Baba Kama Memches, but it's also Gemara Baba Metzia Memtes. And I thought, if you look there, I know. So if you look there, maybe you could come up with something. I'll tell you why. Take a look at Memtes of Manala from Baba Metzia. So the Gemara on Amud Bey says, "Call our base to Kamoch Lomi Boyer." Spectosis. I am of a Kama Mem Zion. It says, "Hichnis Birshus Bal Hachotzer Chayev." Rebbe Omer, "Adchikab Olol Bal Hachotzer Shmiru." So there's a Machlokas Atanoi. If I give him permission to put it there, do I have responsibility or not? Rebbe says no, and the Chachamim say yes. Remember, the Machlokas Atanoim now. Big time, Rabbi and Chachamim. All right. So what over here? How did that machlokas tanoim fit into the sugya of Baba Metzia? But based on Kamach, says Tosis the first teretz. Yeshlama the Shmaitin Asik Rabbi, the Shmuel Hasam Pasuk Hilchosuk Rabbi. I forgot the Rab Pasuk Hilchosuk Katana Kama. Kama like a Shmuel, but Dina like a Rab. The first teretz. Oh. Afilu Rabbanu de Mechayvi, Haidel Fisha Amalei Knos Shorcha de Mashma Meshmerenu. Abel HaBesa Kamoch, Silegatzel Mishmiel de Gamri. The Machlok is in the nuance of what he said. That's the second terrace. But the first terrace is my main concern. What did the first terrace say? That we're in Machlokas Tanoim land over here. All these various expressions, no matter what they say, is a little twist this way, a twist that way, it's all a Machlokas Tanoim. Are you responsible or not in such a circumstance? If that's the case, what I thought was as follows. He says, basic hamach, knos bershus, all the same kind of din. What is the din? Am I responsible or not? Rebbe says no. And Chachamim say what? Say yes. Machlokas Hatanoim. Rebbe and Chachamim. Our Gemara goes according to whom? Our Gemara goes according to the Chachamim. So according to Karabim. So Chacham hold, if Jesus makes such a statement, Stam, bring your chametz in. Therefore I am, in effect, Chayef. Chayef. However, if I say, Yichad lo bayis, then it's mamish, I'm saying, Knos shorcha b'shuscha. Hold on a second. So the question of, yeah. Schiwas Kanya, I haven't answered that well. I'll be honest with you. But I have to try to figure out what the teretz is. But I was more concerned, than, even before you get to Schiwas Kanya. Remember the lashon of the Gemara? Before you even get to Schiwas Kanya. The Gemara in the Avav had a lashon. It says, but, the halavdi dehu, the nachri kima koma ayil, the beisa de nafshe koma ayil. It's even a bigger kasha. What do you mean the beisa de nafshe? Why the beisa de nafshe? So hold on. I think the answer, therefore, is at least up to for these purposes that the machlokas between Rav Rebbe and the Chachamim, and according to the Chachamim, I would be responsible if I didn't work, if I wasn't miyachad abayis. I just say pashut. I say bistama. You know, I don't say anything. You say puts it down. Some zokul levar because you know. In effect, I'm a kabbalah rights, and if I didn't. If it's what should we say? Imprecise or nondescript. I just say, yeah, put it down. So is that Kabbalah Zachrayis or not? But Yichad or Bayis, then it's not, because it's like no Shorcha or Shuscha. And if it's not Miachad or Bayis, like no Shorcha or Shusi. And that's the connection to the Gemara, which has the base of the Nashika. What still bothers me, which the footnote 242 is also bothered by, I see, what does it do with Sphiris Kanya? That's how Meir phrased the question. So he answered that if what Yichud lo bayis Torah Shmiras HaChametz, yeah. So then the Kabbalah Zachrayas depends if Shmiras Kanya or not. If lo Kanya, it's like Knos Torah Shusi, but the Kanya is Knos Torah Shusha. But what kind of, there was no Shmiras here, that's the problem. That was Meir's Kasha. There is no Shmiras here according to Rashi. But Pashtus, if I say Yichud lo bayis, that's not a Shmiras. What do you mean Shmiras Kanya? Yes.
When Rebbe says this a lot, is he saying it that he has to say Mufurash that I'm going to be shown around him? Or is he just saying...
But it emerges.
In Bava Metziah, Rebbe said, when the Masalot is between Rebbe and Chachamim,
say the Farish.
Just put it in my house. And
to be fair, I'll be responsive. Oh, but when all hope is not lost yet, because we're not finished with the Gemara and what the Mufurash have to say. Yes, Josh, what's the question?
I want to tell you that this is happening right before Pesach.
What
is it, in general
club,
that this is happening any time during the year, he says Yachad Lovayis.
I think it makes a
difference. Well, if Yachad Lovayis, obviously the guy must be renting it out to him, because he's not going to want it in his house at that point in time. He has to be renting it.
Could be.
You want to keep it in the
that could be. That could be. The Ron. When I finish the next point, you'll tell me if your questions are going to be answered or not. Because there's another point coming up, but then maybe it'll answer all the other questions too. Yes, Judah.
Well, why can't you say for Rashi that there's no spheres over here? Because Mark's saying that it's Kabbalah spheres. Because if Yichud Lobayis works as a Kenyan, then surely spheres work for Gemara.
But I'll say it's not a Kabbalah. I'll say Yichud Lobayis works over here. Why? Not because it's Kanya. Because through Yichud Lobayis will therefore lead us to this, determine that his statement was the equivalent of Knos Shorcha L'Shuscha, but that wouldn't have any effect on the normal case of Schiris. There's one more question, and then this is a question which is, even the Chiddush Iran, who tries so hard to defend Rashi, it goes beyond the Ramban in effect, gets stuck. Which is, what do you mean? Shani Hocha Da'afki Rachmana B'Lashon Lo Yimotzeh. Mishamatzah biyadcha, yotazash and amatzah biyadcha. What does that mean, asks the Chiddush HaRak? What's the alfusa? What lo yimotik? What is a pasuk over here? Mi umay de maskinan shani asam de afkum rachmana b'loshan lo yimotik. Ain't no mechubal if he dare say. He doesn't understand. What's it mean?
Quote
the Rashi, sure.
Why
don't
the Papa doesn't use the
Pasuk
at all? Why would that be a question
of the Rashi? Right, but quote the one Dam Tana, he does use the one Amor, he does use the Pasuk. Quote the Ravashi, or Papa, whichever one it is. The quote is going to be a Kash. The Kash is, what do you mean? You bring me a riot from a Pasuk Lo Yimotze. What does Lo Yimotze do with anything? Oh. So the Rav has no Teretz. But I'm going to tell you a Teretz now. I think it was also in the Mamma Kamas. And once I tell you the Teretz, I may be able to come back to Meir's question a little bit. The Teretz is a Bach Teretz. The Bach on the Mamma Kamas, yes.
The question that
Ron
asked by
Rav Papa,
that's only
the new
Turek,
I see. Yeah.
That's only the
Pirashi? Sure.
Why is it
important? The Ron's Kash? Which Kash?
The one that got Rav Papa, the Akhid,
the Akhid, that's the Ron's Kash.
Yeah, but that's not only important.
The new Maida Maskin and Shani Osna, Akhid, 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 Akhid,
why is it only important
to
Rashi? No one
important
to everyone.
Post is no problem. We'll see.
So you never use
the
Republic. They
ever
agree that
Republic needs a Pasuk. So Rashi used the Pasuk. Whatever you
use
the Pasuk, what do you need
a
Pasuk for? What's the Pasuk doing anything?
This is a question of
Rav
Papa, not on
Rashi. Right. No, it's a question of Rav Papa, Lefi Rashi. Not Klotos. It's good. The Bach is in Simon Tov, Mem, Dibra Maskil Hilkoch. You know, the Bach was Mamish. He didn't have the Chiddush Iran. It didn't exist in his time. It wasn't printed. It wasn't printed in his time. And he was Mechavan word for word, the whole business. See, he figured it. You know what he figured it out based on? This Iran. The Bach figured out what the Chiddush Iran said based on the Hilchas, the Perish Iran and the Halachas of the Rif. Yes, David.
I don't understand. Rav doesn't use a Pasuk from anyone.
No.
So the question, that the last line of the Gemara, the point,
Rashi, not Rashi, necessarily. That's what you're saying. The one of the Amorim uses the pasuk.
Right.
So the quant the Rashi, the pasuk doesn't fit in. It doesn't work. We need a pasuk. Lo Yimotik tells you what? It's a shalom in Bava Metzia. It's a shalom. It's a Bava Metzia. It's a shalom. What does it do with Lo Yimotik? Quant the Rashi has nothing to do with pasuk. It's a Bava Metzia shalom. It's a Brishusia Brishuscha. So what do you call me a pasuk in the Parshas Bo about chametz for? That's the kash. Says the Bach like this: V'li nira the das Rashi the kol shifkido etzel b'stam k'man the kibul of achrayas dami. U'mashakosav Rashi shifkido etzel v'kibul of achrayas kavanaso the b'mash shifkido etzel b'stam havekim al kibul of achrayas b'feirish. Therefore yichalo bayis. Is as if you said, "No, sharp of Rishuscha, but become a memchest pot." Vahashta, that's catch this one. Catch this. Shaper medakte talmud of the Sriwas Kanya. You listen to me. He takes the answer to your question directly. Now we understand the Sriwas Kanya. How so? The imlokain, the most. So what do you mean? I said, "Knos sharcha lirishuscha." It's not lirishuscha. It's lirishusi. Even after I designated it. Because even if I rent it to you, it would still be called Lirshusi. So how in heaven's name did you call Lirshuscha? Must be, says the Bach. Two things, a two-step. Number one, that if I was renting it to you, we would say Schiris Kanya, then it would be considered Lirshuscha. And step number two is what? Yichel Obayis is an equivalent of Schiris. So you have to take the double chiddush over here. The first is... Here's his kanya. Again. You see, here is kanya. Dim lo kain. Havle kemandava knos shorchol irshusi. Means even though he said yichel lo bayis. And even if yichel lo bayis is the same as schirus. The Yaf forgot lo kibul al achrayas befeirish kiman the kibul al achrayas dami. Oh, now that we've said this, let's take on the second, the final question. What's this lo yimotzi story? Umishani, no, you're wrong. Shani hachad afke v'chule firish me'achar she'oso hazovis misuro legoi. He designates an area to the goy for the chometz to be kept there. Ein matzah biyasa karinin bay. That's not considered matzah in my hand. V'yafagav lo'ama befeirish shein ha-mekabal ha-lachrayis. Nevertheless, ein o'chayav levair. V'chein ha-medukta v'loshin rashi v'zev v'tziyashu kushin ha-toytsas v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' is. Oi, Rav Bolsai. Nevertheless, Eino Chayov Levair. What did he answer? No, he answers like this. Oi, Rav Bolsai. The Makshin thought, we define bias in Bava Metzia terms. So if you define bias in Bava Metzia terms, you need to make two assumptions, Rav Bolsai. One, that Yichud is like Schiris, and two, that Schiris is Rishuscha, Sirus Kanya. That was the maximum assumption. That we defined it in Bava Metziyadika terms, in Bava Kamadika terms, in monetary terms, Dini Mominis terms, pure Dini Mominis. If that's the case, the only way to pater me is to say two things. So when I said, here, put it down, it's the equivalent of, that's called, if I said Yichel Obayis is the equivalent of Sirus. If I rent them to you. And number two, if I rent them to you, it's considered your house. Then in monetary terms, so we can say that I'm saying Knos Shorchol Rishuscho. That was the Abamina. That proved that Tzchi was Kanya. That's good. What's the Maskona? Maskona is, you know, in monetary terms, I can't win. I can't win in monetary terms. Because in monetary terms, Tzchi was Taganat Kanya. So even if I'll say that Yichel is the equivalent of Tzchi, it won't help. But I want to tell you, I made a big mistake. We're not dealing with monetary terms. We're dealing with Chometz for Pesach. And Chometz for Pesach, we're discussing from the perspective of what is considered a Makabal Achrayas and a Makabal Achrayas. We have to never fail to remember that we're discussing a Chometz for Pesach, which is the ultimate Issa V'Hetmer story. Ultimate. And therefore, we already have a rule from a long time ago. You remember we discussed it in the Makabal Achrayas back at Abdallah and Aleph. That the Gemara that Vav is telling us a Chiddush Gadol, and the definition of Pesach, when it comes to Chometz v'Pesach, is different than the definition of Pesach and Kol HaTorah Kula. If you remember, good memory, we discussed back at Abdallah and Aleph, when the Kol Chaim said, if you look at that Vav, you'll see that Matzi B'Yadcha is determinant. If it's considered Matzi B'Yadi, I have a problem even though it's not mine. And if it's not Matzi B'Yadi, I have no problem even though maybe it would be considered mine through other criteria. That's the Gemara's answer over here. Lo Yimatzei. And therefore, if a guy gives me chometz, and I'm a yachad lo bias, even though that bias is not his, not the guy's bias. Why is that the guy's bias? A, I wanted to do schirutz, and B, schirutz is lo kanya. Not the guy's bias. But what I did achieve by this yichad bias is, it's motzi beyond the guy, not motzi beyond the E. Leave my mouth there for the moment. One second. So therefore, it's considered Motzi B'Yad HaGoy, and not considered Motzi B'Yadi. So we don't say, Shani Hasan Niksiv Lo Yimotzi. As the Gemara said, you see, that's the source. Lo Yimotzi is the Mokar, if I'm a Kabbalah Achrayas, I'm Chayas. No! He has Miyachet Bayis. He has Miyachet Bayis. So by Miyachet Bayis, what it really means is, according to Shitas Rashi, that I said, put it down. This put it down is an unclear statement. Is it Kabbalah Sachrayas or is it not Kabbalah Sachrayas? We're not exactly sure. What do we say? The Stam, yes, it's Kabbalah Sachrayas, based on the Kabbalah Messiah. But if I'm Yachid Bayis, I say, listen, put it down, I'm giving you a designated area. Then we say, no. Then I was not the Kabbalah Sachrayas. Why was I not the Kabbalah Sachrayas? Close Shark of Yeshuscha. The name is Skiris Kanya. It's Mamish Yeshuscha of the Goy. Moses says, no, when it comes to Chometz, even the laws of Kabbalah Zacharias are colored, although the Dinan Mamun is the laws of Kabbalah Metziah, they are colored by the object that we're discussing, namely Chometz of Pesach. And therefore we say that if I make a statement of Miyichet Bayis, which makes it in effect Matzu B'Yad Cha, not Matzu B'Yad Di, this suffices to achieve the desired result. there was no explicit Kabbalah Zacharias. The discussion over here is, was it, is it the equivalent of Zacharias or not? If we're discussing in about an ox or about a cow, we'd say, oh, you know, this case like Knos Shoch and Rishusha and like Rishusi, and therefore there wouldn't be Kabbalah Zacharias. Because after all, Zacharias is the purely function of Rishusha and Rishusi. Steerus Kanya. Moses says, no, we're discussing Chometz and Pesach. And Chometz and Pesach, the question of Achrayas depends to some extent on Pesach the Galopas. And one of the Pesach the Galopas is Lo Yimatzi, Matzi B'Yotcha is critical. So if I'm Miyachin Bayis, even though Yichud is not Steerus, and Steerus is not Kanya, no matter. The fact that I designated an area means it's considered Matzi B'Yad, the Goy, not Matzi B'Yah, me. And as a result, not considered a Kabbalah Zacharias with respect to Chometz and Pesach, and therefore there's no Bayor by Yomotzi. It's a big Kiddush, the Bach says. Because we would have said, hey, what do you mean? Money is money, and Pesach is Pesach. And never the twain shall meet. First, discuss the mark, the money. And if you discuss pure money, it comes out, according to the Klal of Baba Metzia, that this is Knos, Shor, Chav, Rishusi. There was no Schiris, there was not Kanya. I, Pesach, sure, can we all be Pesach, we can drink out the curses, and not tomorrow, whatever. What's with this? That's the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush that we take into account Hilchos Pesach in the determination whether it's considered Rishusi or Rishusha. It's a very big Chiddush. I would have said, what do you mean? Rishusi, Rishusha should be determined in purely monetary terms, as you would in a Tarakam Atkin. No, we should see, we should start. The common pace of Achrayus is determined in the pace of the concern. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara. That's what the Bach answers all the kashas. That's the Rav, the Kiddush of Ahmed, I believe. Well, the Rav himself got stuck a little bit at the last point. All right, but that's what the Bach extended. That was the Rav had said. So I think, so easy to read into this edition. I recommend this highly, because it's looking up a Bach. Nun Tur. Yes? No. Since he didn't say Bereshusi or Bereshusha, he said put it down. The question is, put it down, we'll have to translate it. Do you need Bereshusi or Bereshusha? And the Chenavi, also the term of the Zuzumdan. But Bereshusi or Bereshusha will give us the key to what he's thinking. Now, you're putting it down, we'll give it, what he says, will give us the key. But the key to a key. That's what I think it means. Can't do any better than that. That's what I think, Charles. Anyway, this is what we can do to save Sheila Friday. I didn't say anything new. It's just the box there. Okay, that is according to Sheila's Rashi. Let's not go to Tosis. Thank you very much. What is Tosis Sheila? What is Tosis Sheila? Tosis Sheila says no. Against Rashi. Rashi learned. Rashi, is that for the Bach, the very next line, if I didn't read to you. According to Rashi, Bepashtus, Kabbalah, excuse me, once it's Kabbalah Achrayus, nothing works. Once in Kabbalah Achrayus, I should read you one more line, but it's worth reading. According to Rashi, once in Kabbalah Achrayus, it's all over. There's no way out. In other words, if kibul achrayis, then it's finished. Finished. It's over. It's over. But if lo kibul achrayis, then it depends on what he said, etc., etc. It's in contrast to Shita's Tosis. Tosis, even though it was Kabbalah Zacharias, there's still a way out. How so? Yidna lo bayis. It seems to be the way the Pashup Shah, okay, according to Rashi, if you're Miyachin, if there was Kabbalah Zacharias, it's finished. You're Chayav, you're over by Yorah, by Matzeh, that's it. Nothing to do about it. According to Tosis, even though you were already mekabel achrayus, nevertheless is the way out. What's the way out called? Yichid lo bayis. This seems to be a fundamental machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. Why? How should the fact that you're miyachid bayis save you from baroi bayimot? So the Ran get out in the Ramban by saying a chiddush pele v'ot. What's the chiddush? We learned this a long time ago. They say, if I have my own chometz and I put it in your house, there's no baroi bayimot. The famous mechilta b'boteicha has to be in my house. So madan, if I take my sandwich and I put it in your house, I'm not over by Rabbi Yomotze. Certainly, if I take a goy sandwich and I was with Kabbalah Chayat and I put it in your house, I'm not over by Rabbi Yomotze. Only one difference. If it's my chometz, the Ramban, the base of Naslam and Al, the Rabbanan has it. If I have my chometz, I put it in your house. But if it's a goy chometz, I accept the Chayat and I put it in your house, so the Chazal has made a gzera. So what's the Ran and Ramban and Shek saying? You're right. There's no fundamental distinction between your own chometz and chometz just given to you by going to accept the Achrayus. In both cases, with the rights, there's nobody running somebody else's house. So if it's your chometz, they made a gzeirah, after all, it's really yours. It's only you accept the responsibility. They never made a gzeirah in somebody else's house. So it's poshut. That's what the Ran says. That's a poshut shot. But the problem is not everyone agrees with the Ran in the first place. Right? The Ran is the one who said that the Ramban, and Ran with the Mechilta, my chometz in your house is no chiv. But if you reject that, the question becomes, are you able to accept Shitas HaTosis? Maybe you're not able to. Maybe you're not able to. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, to give you an example, never quoted this Mechilta. Doesn't pass like the Mechilta, apparently, was called Lav Dafka. But take him as Lav Dafka. Nor does the Rambam ever quote this din of the Rabbein Tam. Doesn't quote it either. But the question will become, there do seem to be Rishonim who don't learn the Mechilta like the Ramban and the Ram, and nevertheless they all still seem to subscribe to the opinion of Rabbein Tam. There's a distinction between my chametz and the Goyim's chametz. We already saw the Tosfos read. The Tosfos read said, that if it's my chametz, that we interpret the Boteichon to mean what? Rishus, to my control, even if it's your house. When it comes to chametz, which is only a pikadon, then we might have a much more strict constructionist with the part of the Gevulecha, right? Called the Gevulecha. Has to be literally on my land. That would be a beautiful pshat in the Tosfos. Beautiful. It's gorgeous. Why? If it's my chametz and I put it in your house, I'm chayav, because my chametz, it's considered b'boteichem. As I added to you last time, the reason we can get away with it, say it's b'boteichem, because we have a klal, beso shalo, beso b'shuso. So the word bias can be a code word, which really means mine and belongs to me and in my control. But you can always say that if it's chametz, if it's my chametz. If the chametz belongs to Joe, and I'm watching it for Jones, whose chometz is it? Jones. And whose control is it? Jones. So how can you say that when the Torah said b'vateichem, it means in my control? Not in my control. It's not mine. It belongs to Jones. I'm chayim anyway. So how must we reinterpret the pasuk of, we'll call it b'vateichem k'vulecha, as the case may be? It must mean what? What must it mean? Gvul Echa, on your property. That's what I added Knesh to the Tosfos Rid. It has to be that way. If it's my comments, we have the luxury of taking the word about Techem and saying it means Shalim Bishusi, even though it's in your house. But if it's only comments which I accept the responsibility for, you can't say Shalim Bishusi. It's not. Shalim Bishalom Bishus of Jones. So then what do you do with the Pasuk? It must mean in my physical plan. Before my front, my property line. There's a slight problem which I can't quite make out here. And that is, see, the two pesukim come out a little bit backwards. Because it comes to it says what? Lo yivotze, which is the bucket for the chisu pikadon. doesn't deal with much of the Bateva. The Bateva. When it comes to Leiro, L'chol Chomet, it says, B'chol Givulecha. What I'm saying, I should have been the reverse, no? No? It's good? If it's Lo Yimote.
I interpreted it differently
before. Maybe I made a mistake. I have to look again. Maybe I was looking at Avatos's read. See what he says? See, I understood before that Gulefa meant in your property line. And Botechem, see, the word bayit is a word that's used, it's a code word. We know Ishkiyanov is Besa. The base we know about Besa, Bishalom, Kol Shalom, Besa Beshusa, Kol Beshusa. We know the word bayit doesn't have to mean your house, it can mean your property and your control. Not your property, your possession and your control. With Gulefa, it's a much more specific term. That's what I would want that to happen. But yes, there goes. Where's the Tosfos written? How come the Tosfos written in the base of Medrash? Tell me.
I found one question.
There used to be a whole series of them. Oh, I mean, but there's a Tosfos written in Shas, there should be. No?
Oh,
yeah, I believe you. I'm just commenting. I don't understand why not. What daf of that Tosfos written? We saw it. Was on the Mount of the Tosfos written?
Well,
yeah. Well, Aleph? Good. No, that's not the one, though. You ever told me a long time ago? Is that the one? Is that the one that has this idea about the Gulech? I don't remember anymore. Huh? Is that the one that has this? Take a look. Hold on. Let's take a look. Tosis Ridge. 1 minute. Here it is. Oh, yeah, that's the one time. He said like this. Oh. Look what he said. Chemto shel Yisrael, kol hecha dekoi di dehave ubershuse. Ve'elo koach la'atiro, shakolu b'shuse, shereyocho la'kdisha b'chol mokom shu omei, v'yafagav debinen v'ish kiyakach it's based on a base of b'shuse of kol b'shuso, b'v'kama samachtes. U'mane d'ashino b'chol g'vulecho, d'afka b'gvulo, shusarab b'shutagoy in over, lo d'ashino l'ochele b'chemto shel goy, d'nafka l'mi lo yimotzei, Shim Kimala Bakrayashu over Balav and Tov to the Veso, etc. Not exactly what I just said now. Tafka Khemta Shagoy Binat Bulefa. Khemta Shayistra Bakal Zuchto the Havi over Al Tilave. Came in the Bishuse Koi and the Beto Bishuso. So if I have the Psukim right, it's just a little bit backwards, no? Isn't it a little bit strange? But that's what Tosfos Ritz says. If I have the Psukim correct, Tash Tisor mi Batecha. That's the it sort of comes out a little bit backwards. But okay, I made a window, I don't know what they have to say. Something Sahara, if you can find an answer, let me know. And this is the posh, I think it's the MS of Shah, the Tulsa Street. It's very critical Tulsa Street.
Next to the rock.
We discussed a long time ago.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did, but we never had an official until today. Okay, correct. Yes. How can it be two peoples? I don't understand you. I have his tape recorder here. It's Bloch to Yaakov. It's Yaakov's tape recorder. Okay? It belongs to him. I put it down in the middle as if you have a parallel price. Say, now it is. Both Yaakov's. Who can be marked it? Who can be marked it?
No
one. Oh, I don't say no one.
No,
Yaakov can. Yaakov can be makdish something which doesn't have to be taught.
It's
not worthless. It's just not shalom or shuzo. To do this, there's a shayna. This is. Yeah. Okay. So that's the var. I think it's a gavali. told you doesn't say that. I added that information myself. Oh, if it's a picadon, and I'm Zivka lo bias, so we understand very well why it's okay. And we understand the Zivka kind of understand everything. Yichel lo bias means it's yours. It's in your house. God gives me chavos. And I put it in someone else's house. So it's not shali v'shutzi, sure not. So it's not about taken. And it's not the whole gevulah either, because this is in Dov's house. If it's my chametz and I give it to Dov, then we say it's bebateichem, shalei b'shusi. But if it's Jones's chametz and I give it to Dov, it's not shalei b'shusi. It's only bebateichem. That b'chol gevulech, because it's in Dov's house. So we met, I got him scot free. Gevaldik of shot. Yeah, I put it in Dov. I put it in someone else's house. Right? Or the guy's own house, someone else's house. Shouldn't make a difference, the chametz. Yeah?
Can there be a difference between if you just put it down in my house or I say give it to me and I'll take care of it?
I don't think so. Yes?
Is it possible, Paris, maybe from the same...
Paris to what?
To this discussion about the both sides that's reversed.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
Sorry.
So yeah.
Maybe from the side where you said that it's really not neither one in themselves. It's not a question about the bias, it's not a question of reclusive pursuit, but it's really a combination of the two together. So maybe that the Kulcha is coming to be a ribui to both things together, then it's making at least that part is...
Maybe you're right. Okay, think about it. That's just how I am. It's a little bit backwards. Okay, but that's the blue white on the post rid. The host rid said so. He's a Grisha Katman, yes?
That's not Pashim Shah and Yichel Obayas. That's a finish, though.
Well, Yichel Obayas, the Gemara says it's Schiris Kanya. So obviously, I'm giving him.
Well, we think Yichel Obayas only means he's in your house. We need more,
don't we? Puts it in my house, and I designate this area. You see this little area over here with this square, white. 4 white miles over there. That's where I'm going to put the cloth in the shots. For you, Jones, you want it? This is going to be for you. These little 4 piles, and that's where the shots are. Jones, it's yours. It's your area, designated area. Right? So the Gemara says he calls it Schiris. As if I rent it to Jones. And Schiris is Kanya, like Jones' house. So it's Jones' house. So although I took responsibility on it, once I put it in Jones' house, so that's not the whole Gvuli anymore, because Shira is Kanya. And it's not the basic, quote unquote, because it's not Shalibu, which belongs to Jones. The man, it's kind of scot free. It's beautiful. It's a Gabal like a Pshat. Tavish Gabal.
You give me, I don't know the level of idea of how really your master will be your house. I don't
give me. Why not?
You give me keys for action. That's what I'm getting.
You're right. Action. I'll give you one to come in.
What kind of sphere is that? It's like a Rama.
All right.
It's really not a zero.
You're not taking money from it. Yichel Obayas means what a bias means. Bias is meant Rashi couldn't imagine I should have two rooms. No, really, people have lived in one room. They were like today. They have 6 rooms, half too small, you know. Really? That's the case maybe. Now. Yeah. Rabbi Osai. Yes. Right. Right. That's what I meant. Navamin. The Maskon is no. Again, the same thing. Lo yimotze. The definition of what's called. No. The definition of what's called b'chol gevulecha is motzi biyot. Right. That's right. Right. That's a very big yisod. It's a very major yisod. We'll come to later. That we don't go with pure dinei mamonis definitions over here in this whole discussion. Come to a little bit later. It's very, very, you'll see from the Mamakovas. Has anyone finished the Mamakovas yet? Let me know. Anybody finished? Nobody. Almost finished. Hope tomorrow there'll be new ones. But I won't finish this today yet either. So it gives you a little bit of a head start. Yeah. This is all this Torah which I just said, based on the Tosfos Rin. So the Rambam didn't like it. Yeah, it's too fancy. That's very likely prompted the Rambam and the Ramban to say that Batechem means your house. What prompted that? Because according to the Tosfos Rin, you have to split hairs. Batechem means this, Kulecha means that. Who needs all this stuff? Too fancy for them. That's what led them to the Pashup Shat and the Mechilta. Now, the question we have to discuss is, what about those poskim who learned the Mechilta somewhat differently? Somewhat differently. Okay? Where are they going to fit in? Are they going to... So far, what I'm trying to bring out is the only terrors I have to Tosfos is the Tosfos Rid. Because Tosfos, I don't think, holds like the Ran and the Ramban directly. But maybe we can still salvage it a little bit. Turn to the Rosh. Because the Rosh is... The Rosh being one of the Balei HaTosfos is a unique position. Gives a glimpse of what Tosfos may have held about things that Tosfos doesn't talk about. There's no Tosfos in Shas, to my knowledge, discusses Mechilta. Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I right or wrong? We'll learn Shas here.
The other half.
The other half, yeah. But the Rosh is in the Balei HaTosfos. He does discuss the Mechilta. Simon Dalit. What does it say? We left off yesterday. Yesh min ha-gaonim, nu. Yesh min ha-gaonim. Yesh min ha-gaonim. Yesh min ha-gaonim. Am I to the place?
Second word of the line under the...
Yesh min ha-gaonim, it's with the two lines above the little yud. The line beneath, chometz u'matzah, is in peri halacha dalem, in parentheses. We left off yesterday. Yesh min ha-gaonim, shama she yisrael, shehivkin chemtu shehiv sonokwi, or it's a yisrael chavero. Every word counts over here. The kibul ha-nifkut ala bachrayis, ha-nifkut chayav in biyuro, below ha-mafkin. Afa pishu shalom, keiv and shena b'shusa. Be'viu raim in mechilta. Yud, see the yud, be mechilta. Tani also, be batechem alam anema, shnevet b'chol gvul lecha, shomei ani kipshuto, talam be batechem, abeit na b'shuscha, b'chol b'shuscha. Yotzechem to shal nochi b'shus Yisrael, shu b'beiso, v'en ayocho levaro. Yotzechem to shal Yisrael b'shus nochi, shu shalom v'en b'shusha. That's the famous mechilta, that we learned this a long time ago, the Ramban, the whole business. But you know, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah was very close to the Ramban. They were mechutonim. You aware of that? Know the history, the family? The Ramban's son married Rabbeinu Yonah's daughter. It's written up in history books. That went, yeah, wow. Some shit of. That the story, history books say that when they, the couple got married, so, pour my heart through a little bit. I just tell it to vent to somebody. The story reminds me of a phone call I received this week. The story goes, the history books, when the Revitin Ben Ramban had a baby boy, it was a tremendous fight what to name the child. Because he was trying to name it to the living, often there to the grandfather. So the Ramban insisted that his son be named Yonah. After the big tzaddik, Rabbeinu Yonah, Chosin Migurandi, the tzaddik, Bal Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, what a towering figure, what a godel, what a tzaddik, what a goyin, name baby Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, what? I insist you name the baby Moshe. After the paternal grandfather, Ramban, the godel Ador, what? With a running battle, a fight, Tushneh. That's why I read the history books. I'm not sure how the baby was really named at the end. I don't know.
Moshe Yonah.
Whatever, they used to have only had one name in those years. This two name story came probably because of these kind of fights. I'll tell you how nice it happened. I can't believe I'm crying over it. I got a phone call last week from someone. But this is what I'm telling you. I'm not kidding around. A call from a member of my synagogue whose wife's expecting a baby. They have already, thank God, I think, three children. Nah, you don't know. No one knows this guy. And he calls me up. He has a big problem on his hands. What's the problem? Well, in case my wife has a boy, there's a dispute how I should call it. I said, what's the dispute? Well, I want to name him after my grandfather, and she, my wife, wants to name her after her grandfather. And they give me all the reasons why it should be this way, it should be that way, because there's so many children, so many grandchildren, and they're going to have mother's name after him. I said to him, you know, maybe it'd be a girl. He says, that's what I said, says this fellow. Let's worry about it later. No, nope. She wants to sign the dotted line now, that in case it's going to be a boy, that it has to be named after her grandfather. So I said, to sign. He says, no, I want it after my grandfather. I said, to convince her. He said, no, I can't convince her. I said, give both names. He said, okay, so now what are they fighting about? So he tells me, I hope he was joking, but it didn't sound like it. My wife said, if I'm going to insist on having a name after my grandfather, I shouldn't come home tonight for that. Should come home? Go find somewhere else to sleep. I wish you come. This actually happened, I'm telling you, not once. I got a second phone call the next day. I said, to call her up. I should call her up to tell her. You know, I should do it. So, I called her up, she wasn't home. I didn't leave a message, and I just sort of ignored it after that.
This is crazy. Crazy.
Completely crazy.
Father wants to come to a din Torah.
Your father
had
a Torah?
No, his father wants to come to a din
Torah. The son wants a din Torah, the week before the bris.
Because he wanted to name death.
And who won? A father. A father and a mother have the right to name their own child. If the father and mother can't agree, then they have problems. But the grandparents should really not say so much about how the children, they want to make a... The person wants to say a Ha'ara. Once, in all my children, the Ha'ara was made, you know, the Ha'ara was superfluous. We were going to do it anyway. It was a Ha'ara made, maybe it would be, the ancestor had passed away. We're going to do it anyway. It just wasn't said, you must name the child. What is this? I don't know why I get sidetracked over here. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tzadik Ador, that's how we got started. But Rav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal, Hoya Omer, the Olam Rishus HaMavkidu, V'chayav Levar Amin HaTorah, Ken Aminu Meperek Meruba, that I involve, V'guna V'beis Ha'ish, V'lo V'beis Hekdash, Kach Matosi B'Shem Rav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal. End quote. Says the Rosh, V'lo Hevanti Rayosa, three words. Don't know what in the world he's talking about. What's he bringing in? Beguna, what's he saying? Talk about Chometz and Pesach and Brent Darayin. Beguna Reisish or Reis Hekdash. What happened to this Rabbeinu Yonah over here? What did he do? Learned too much Musa. He didn't get the din right. What's going on with Rabbeinu Yonah? What's his riot? That's the Rosh's kash. What's Rabbeinu Yonah talking about? The Gamlo cost of the forest showed the Mechilta Shehaviyah Bimen Arayah. And he didn't refute the Mechilta either. The double whammy. Nearly the double posture to the Alpha Pisha Nifkut Kibala Bakrayat Mikomakom Iker Amamashal Bailamu. Now here's the key line. The Kavan Shish Ilo Anifkut Basil the Shmiras Mamono Karina Be Basa. The Mechilta Marabinaki Shilva Israel Chem Tsokim Dana Perakal Shah. We'll get to it later in the second parak. A different story completely. What did he say? Unbelievable. I have chametz. And I put my chametz in David's house. And David's watching the chametz for me. You know why I'm over the Aveir by over the Rice, says the Rosh? Because it is Mibateichem. It is in my house. I have it in David's house. No, you missed the point. David's watching the chametz for me. So the place where David puts the chametz down, he's putting it down for my purpose, to watch it for me. It's called Mibateichem. So the Rosh gave what we call, I don't mean it in any way pejoratively, a balabata shepshat. L'olam yaniv b'vateichem, and you have it! Whatever b'vateichem, so it's considered my house, because since he's watching it for me, as the Rosh puts it. He says, kevin sheshilo ha'nivkan beiso l'shmiras b'mono, karina b'beiso, it is b'beisi. Shoy? That's what the Rosh says. So the Rosh, in principle, he accepts the word Beis Ol Kipshu like the Ramban does, except in every single, just about every single case. Because you have it. How do you have it? She didn't sell me the house. No. The fact that I put my chametz down in a box in a certain corner in a closet, and that's to wash it, so that closet is mine. Really mine. It's mine enough to be considered besa. That's how the Rosh says. For the Rosh says. So what did Rabbi Yonah mean? What did Rabbi Yonah mean? He brought a what did he mean? Must have meant something. So I thought, I said, Bishakas I or something like that, I saw Rabbi Chana, something similar to this. Push it. Rabbi Yonah was trying to prove to us that the word beso doesn't mean beso. Don't take it literally. Rabbi Yonah gave the lumbish of shah. Not the balabash of shah. Fakat, he's the lumbish. You get the love of the Shibshat. That Beisah doesn't mean your house in the literal sense surrounded by your four walls. Beisah means Shalom Rishuso. What's its proof? Oh, that explains. That's the second cash of the Rosh. I had him to do with the Mechilta. That's what he did. This is called Beisah, like the Ritosis Rid said. It's called Beisah. Aye, what do you do? What's this Raya from Baba Kama that I involve? What in the world does Baba Kama involve? What's going on? That's a major question. So I think the answer is as follows. It's v'guna v'beis ha'ish v'lo v'beis hekdesh. What's the case over there? The guy stole a korban, right? Well, beis hekdesh? If I had to ask you, and I want you to answer me clearly, there's one house in the world, which is called beis hekdesh. What would you say it is? Correct. The Beis HaMikdash. That's Beis HaMikdash. This wasn't stolen from the Beis HaMikdash. No one was brazen enough in those days to go steal from the Beis. Let me good. It's in my house. But it's a carbon. So we view it as being the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in my house. It's in my house. What's the answer? The animal belongs to Hekdash. It's Shalom of Hekdash. It's Rishusim of Hekdash. And it's in my house. I'm watching it. I said, well, I read that. And now I'm watching it in my house, like go on Pesach there to Yerushalayim to be back with Karbon and all the rest. That's called Beis Hekdesh. Zetmendach, you see, from that usage of the Holy Torah. And the Gemara, Baba Kama involved, that the word bias can mean what? Possession and control. That house. Don't be such a literalist. That's what everybody else was trying to prove. Push it. The Rosh Loivanti Rayoso, and what's the answer? That's the answer. The Rabbi Yonah Faker is Gevaldik. Mamish Gevaldik. That's what I thought. Bosh Pshat. That's what I thought. So on both sides, if that's the case, we can say right though, we said before the Tosas Rid. The Rosh didn't say what the Tosas Rid said, nor the Tosas say it. But they can hold the same way. You know, even, you know, the Tosas said it's fancy footwork, you know, Gvulecha, Batechem, fancy stuff. Maybe they can say without that. Just even without two Pesukim, just the same Rosh, Batechem, whatever it may be. But it means two different things. If it's mine, then we can interpret like a Rabbi Yonah did, fancy pshat. But Tehillim means Rishusem, Shalom Rishus, Shali Rishusi. But if it's not mine, then it doesn't fit that definition. It's not Shali, it's not Rishus. What do you mean by Tehillim? Must mean my house literally. So if I take it out the door, put it in front and in the street, or in your next door neighbor's house, the man is not considered a Tehillim if it's only Pikot and Biyadi. It's a little bit Shvela. How can the same phrase mean two different things? In one case it means my possession and my possession and control, if it's my comments. In other case, it means within my house, literally. Can't help it. If it's mine, then we can determine possession and control. If it's not mine, I can't interpret it that way. So it must be the house, literally. The Tosfos Rid said, he said it with two drushes, Gvulecha. Maybe they said, without Gvulecha, stop. Frankly, I thought on my own before I saw the Rid about Gvulecha. I realize it's a little bit difficulty, but no, what can you do? That's the way it has to be. No choice. Yeah.
Are we seeing this all the time, or is this like it was the after the month also?
Now we can discuss details. Now we can discuss what's the din if it's not in someone else's house, literally, but I'm miyachid bias, or I'm socher mokum. So Sirius must discuss a Sirius kanyan. Yichid bias is in some other same as Sirius. And that's the whole discussion in the sugya. But the Yesodos, according to this, there seems to be sent by Tosfos for sure. Everyone is to the Yesod. What's the Yesod? That if I have, look the way Tosfos phrases it, the very last line of Tosfos, like the muskel rishon, it's an axiom. What do you say? It says, Kevin Shihilo Bias, your Rav Pomus Misvara. Havi, it's as if, what? Ilu. The axiomatic case, what's that? Kibul of Achrayas, Alchemso Shalnachim, Bebetso Shalnachim, which is axiomatically mutter. That's Poshin, that's the Muskel Rishon. Once the question becomes, Tosfos never proved it. Tosfos never proved it. How do you know? Tosfos didn't give the Tosfos Ritz Lumbus, they didn't say that, they said nothing. Just, what's it based upon? They don't say anything. So I thought it had to be based upon the Tosfos Ritz, even though they didn't say it. I must tell you that I was bothered by, how come no one else answered my kasha? Tosfos gives us hook, just shoot out a statement. That what? Chems, Achrayas, Kibla Achrayas, Alchemto, Shalnachi, Bebetso, Shalnachi, give no reason. They don't know that I looked in the Tosfos Ritz. They don't know that I gave a fancy love list about Shalom, Rishus, they just said nothing. So I how can nobody ask this kasha? Everyone assumes that what I said is Pashit. So I found this kasha somewhere. I found it, I looked and I found it. Yagati Matos. A sefer called the Dvar Shmuel. Some people have it in Beis Medrash, so. Dvar Shmuel was written by a great Talmud Chacham, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Eliezerov. Passed away as a young man. The young man, Mamash, the young man. No, this is a current author, that's a long time ago. Unfortunately, Pastor, his father, Zalzayin Gesund, everybody is zoking, was for many years a Bochein in Perim B'Avne. I know from my days there, and is still Zalzayin Gesund, the Rav in Katamon. He is the Rav in Katamon, officially. He was the Rav in the prisons. We know where Rabbi Levine went to the prison. He wrote a whole statement called Shalit Tiam, but all the Shalit of the Jews in prison. British, the man's an old man. 50 years ago plus, he was a Rav and went around the prisons trying to take Rav Dov Eliezerov, that's the father. The son, Zichron Levracha, passed at a young age, was of Shmuel. And as a matter of fact, interesting, I had what a funny story happened to me in my house last week. A guy walks in collecting money for, I can't remember which one is which. One of the organizations that gives out money, Yerushalayim, gives out packages. Noam Shabbos or something. I can't remember. Many of them come. So we got to talk a little bit, this and that. Say, best manager said that something on Fredsburg. And he told me, I guess what do you like? I'm learning topic. Oh,